Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is going to be having a public information meeting on July 21st, and they're going to be talking about Magnetation LLC's proposed air emissions operating permit for its Plant 2. And the description gets a little bit more complicated from there. Joining us on the phone this morning is the MPCA's Hussein Busharab, and he's the air quality engineer who's working on the project. Hassan, we'd like to welcome you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
As I mentioned, I confuse rather easily, and
sure.
I wanted to kind of back up a step and talk about the idea of having these public meetings on big issues like this. Pretty much anyone you would ask in the Northland is concerned about air quality and wants to make sure that companies are being responsible. And yet when you have a public meeting to talk about allowing this company to operate their existing equipment at their Bovee facility and some of the various technical questions, how do you go to a meeting like that as a member of the general public and not have everything just kind of go whoosh over your head?
Right. Great question. And that's actually the purpose of the meeting. Is it's not this very technical meeting. It's a meeting where anybody who's interested can come to it. I'll be giving a presentation in this case that basically gives all of the relevant information and how anybody who is interested can participate in the process.
And kind of explaining things, taking them maybe perhaps out of the jargon a little bit?
Oh, yes, exactly. The presentation, what we'll be talking about is it's not technical at all. We're basically going to be going into the basics of how we came to the permit that we have today, as well as the parts that influenced how we made all of the decisions for the permit.
So let's talk about this project in particular. They want to, there's a permit that's being proposed, and there are some changes in the possible permit, and it's supposed to, in addition to improving current standards, it's supposed to help to meet future air quality standards. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right. So actually, previously, Magnetation for this plant, too, didn't have an air quality permit. We had originally thought that they didn't need one, but after a couple conversations and a few back and forths between some folks at the EPA, it was later determined that they did need one. So we shared that information and they submitted an application. So there's actually nothing changing. It's just a
first-time permit.
Exactly. We're just getting to that first stage where everything is now going to be covered.
So what are some of the things that they can do? Future air quality standards seems to be, I guess if I were running a business, I'd be a little bit frightened at the idea that I needed to put something in a permit application about how things are going to be in the future. How do you plan ahead for that sort of thing?
Right. Well, they kind of have to do the best that they can. There's a lot of different processes that go into it. But really, it just comes down to you have to follow all of the rules and requirements that are in place right now, because they're in place for a pretty good reason, and that's to protect human health and as well as the environment.
So what would the public's role be in this if somebody said, I'm concerned about pollution and I want to attend this meeting?
Yeah, great question. So member of the public comes to the meeting, and we sort of give a general overview of the permit and the requirements and the various things that Magnetation will have to do. And all of these are in the permit to give us a reasonable assurance that Magnetation is following and meeting all of the rules. So what anybody who comes to the meeting, what we're looking for is their input. So do you think there's anything we've missed in the permit? Is there something else that you're concerned about that you think we haven't covered, basically anything like that.
So the public really does have a role in perhaps offering a different perspective or a little fine-tuning. It would probably help if you knew something about the issue going into it, but it sounds like you can get a lot of information and at least ask questions right there.
Well, certainly. So the meeting is going to be on the 21st, and it's going to be from 5 to 7. So if anybody is interested, we're planning on having essentially a open house period for the first hour. So you can come in, you can ask myself or a few other members of the Pollution Control Agency that will be there, sort of any questions that you want off the top of the head, as well as after the presentation, we'll have time for questions and comments, and we'll hopefully be able to answer them then. But if not, we'll bring them back, and we'll make sure that we do provide an answer if someone does want a particular answer.
And the meeting is going to be held at the Community Center on Haines Street in Taconite. And we'll get a link set up so that folks will be able to access that information. I've wondered a lot about the public meetings for some of these technical issues. And thanks for kind of shedding a little light on the way that works, Hassan. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, not at all.
Hassan Bousharib is the air quality engineer working on this project, and he joins us this morning from the Twin Cities. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.